with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing workers during the government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The judge ruled that mass layoffs of federal workers appear to be politically motivated and that the administration must stop firing workers during the shutdown. U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston in San Francisco said the human cost of the layoffs cannot be tolerated. President Trump has said he views the shutdown as an opportunity to further reduce the size of the federal government, and his administration has issued thousands of layoff notices since late last week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court heard arguments today in a Louisiana redistricting case that could have an impact on two largely black congressional districts. Janae Nelson of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund says a ruling for Louisiana could bring chaos.
My opponents' late-breaking and recordless facial and as-applied challenges seek a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos.
While Justice Brett Kavanaugh questions whether there might be a point where the country no longer needs to take race into account in drawing voting districts.
The issue, as you know, is that this court's cases in a variety of contexts have said that race-based remedies are permissible for a period of time, sometimes for a long period of time, decades in some cases, but that they should not be indefinite and should have an end point.
A ruling is expected by next year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 17 points, the NASDAQ rose 148, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. A new poll asked churchgoers about social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, "Confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem, it's a discipleship problem." Michael Harrington reporting.
Will Graham is packing his bags. The grandson of Billy Graham is scheduled to preach the gospel this weekend in Estonia. Graham, who will be joined by a variety of Christian musicians, will address thousands at a sports arena in the city of Tallinn on October 18th and 19th. Graham says God is already at work in Estonia. This is SRN News. A major strike in the healthcare industry.
31,000 Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers have walked off the job, demanding better salaries. 5-day strike began Tuesday and spans 500 medical centers in California, Hawaii, and Oregon. Now, employees say wages have not kept pace with inflation. They're asking for a 25% wage increase over 4 years. Kaiser Permanente has countered with a 21.5% increase. Company says clinics will remain open during the strike with a few adjustments. Jason Walker reporting.
The National Transportation Safety Board says faulty engineering led to the implosion of an experimental submersible that killed 5 people on their way to the wreck of the Titanic. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.